Good evening, good evening. Hello, how are you keeping? Rabbi Sai, quick story that I saw before. Very nice. Of Arnleb Steinman, who was, I can't think of anybody who was more, the Midas Aprishus, the Midas, how do you say Prince Aprishus in English? The Midas of distancing himself from Olam Hazeh. There's nobody great in our generation, for sure. Arnleb was the ultimate number one. Unbelievable, unbelievable. And I therefore feel the story goes really, really, it's so typical for him and so great in preparation for Pesach Rabbeisa, because it is, oh, thank you very much, it is getting closer. So we have this boy who was about 6 or 8 years old who had gluten allergy as well as other food intolerances. And he was suffering a lot because you know what it's like to be in a class of 30 boys, that's, you know, in Etzel, the class are very, very big. And that was a generalization, which is never good. But, and it's all the classes tend to be very, very big. So, and imagine what it's like, and, you know, the teachers and the rabbis, they give out sweets, and they give out biscuits, and they give out cakes and everything, and he's yet again unable to eat it. And it's hard for a six-year-old child to understand that it's not healthy, it's not good. And why is everybody else, 30-odd kids allowed to have it, and I'm not? It was very, very hard for him. Day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out. And it was very hard for him to, and as well as the other intolerances, it was tough on him. So they said, you know what, his father said, you know what, let's go to Arnleb Steinman. And they did. They went to Arnleb Steinman. And the words, the pearl that Arnleb Steinman said, I think it's definitely worthwhile repeating. Arnleb Steinman looked at the boy, he said, what's the matter? And he says, listen, I find it very difficult. I can't eat this, I can't eat that. And I find my day-to-day life, especially in the classroom, I find it very, very difficult. So Arnleb said like this. He said, you know what's the greatest days, In our calendar, in our year, you know, one of the greatest days, of course, we've got Shalom Kippur and Sukkot. But besides that, we've got Pesach. One of the greatest days, you know, undeniably one of the greatest days is Pesach. And we find there that the greatest of all mitzvahs on Pesach is, you know, we've got a mitzvah to refrain oneself from chametz. So much so that if a person does transgress, he's overcharis. It's a terrible punishment, terrible avera. And it's a very, very choshev zach, the person that is able to keep Pesach properly without going into chametz and refraining oneself completely and totally from all the foods which are chametz related. And we find this is a tremendous gadlus. We find it something absolutely great. He says, really, if it's so great, why can't it be that kind of mitzvah, that kind of refraining, that kind of mitzvah should really be applying the whole year round? Of course, we've got many lavim, but if it's so choshev, then why doesn't Hakadosh Baruch Hu expect us to do such a level of restriction throughout the whole year round? The Gemara asked something similar, but that's how Arnleb looked at it. He said, because we can't expect of people to refrain themselves of so many foods the whole year round. We can't. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu decided, okay, 1 week on Pesach, you've got to lift yourself up. And you can't go to everything you like, everything you want. No, forget it. 1 week you're going to restrict yourself. You're just going to have the matzahs. You're going to have, what else do we have? You know, the potatoes and the eggs. And that's how much. He said, but that we can expect of people to have it for 1 week. But we can't expect it for the whole year round. He says, you have been chosen, looks like. So you can have that made of restriction. I know it's a different type of restriction, says Arnleb, but you've got these intolerances and you've got these allergies that makes it very, very limited what food you can consume. And so that's really a great midah. It's a tremendous kind of tremendous midah. And if you're just able to internalize that, you're on a very high madrega. That you're just able to refrain yourself from so many foods and you're doing it on a consistent basis. With that, the boy had a tremendous smile, a big smile on his face, and he walked out happily. And he lived ever happily after that. So no, I think it's an interesting insight of Arnleb, and it's definitely Roy Hadvorim Lemisha Amorim, because Arnleb, of course, was the ultimate spitz of people of a person that restricted himself from any Olam Hazeh. Okay, we are up to Hilchos Chol HaMoed. We are towards the very, very end indeed. A couple of days and we'll be up to Hilchos Tisha B'Av. But let us just get there first. We're up to page 42, Siman Tov Kuf, Mem Chesiv Tes. Hod Regel Mevatel Gzeir Shloishim. Okay, we spoke about the concept that a Shiva is Mevatel, that if there's Yom Tov, that cancels Shiva. Furthermore, we also find that the Shloishim is also cancelled. To some extent. So when we find that Shloshim is cancelled, the Shloshim is not cancelled. So the halach is as follows. When we find that Regel, the Yom Tov, Mevatel cancelled Gzeir Shloshim, the Gzeir of 30, the halach is of 30 days, which apply. There's various halachas within the 30 days that one has to, there are certain restrictions. So that we find that the 30 days restrictions, that we find that the Yom Tov cancel this out, is b'shamesim with regards to the normal relatives, avol. But when it comes to really close relatives, such as Aviv, his father, Imo, his mother, she'olse l'sape at she'igu b'chaveirov, so there's an additional halacha. There, when it comes to haircuts, you cannot have haircuts until someone tells him, your hair is too long, you've got to have a haircut. So therefore, when it comes to haircuts with father and mother, so the shloshim won't be overruled, and one has to wait until people actually physically tell him, you've got a haircut. Whether the shloshim have passed, the shloshim haven't passed, whether there was a yom tov in the middle or not, it doesn't make a difference. You've got to carry on until people tell you, your hair is too long, go and get a haircut. So that's what he says. Even if there's a yom tov in between, after 30 days, yet he can't have his haircut yet until people physically tell him, go and get a haircut. Yes, Stephen.
That's the same, even forget yom tov and halo mode, but even during normal shloshim,
correct.
Even after that, you have to wait for somebody to tell you,
correct.
To have a haircut,
correct.
So you can have it
done. This is very aloch, indeed. Tziv yud. V'im chol echod mimei avelus chutz me'ashvi be'erev haregel. Now what happens? Now Rabbi said we're going to see, this is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, so we're going to have to hold a few seconds until we get to the opinion of the Ramah. Okay, so the Ramah is going to disagree with this. And the Shulchan Aruch was like this. Im chol echad mimei avelus, if one of the days of the avelus falls, chutz me'ashvi, excluding the seventh day of the day one gets up. So leave out the day one gets up. The seventh day, forget about this one. If the first day, second day, third day, fourth day, etc. Those days fall, be'erev haregel, they fall on Erev Yom Tov. Mutal echabez, one is allowed to wash one's clothing. V'loyal b'shena delaylo, you're allowed to wash one's clothing despite the fact that you can't wear it yet. You can only wear it when? On Yom Tov, by night.
To get ready for
Yom Tov, yeah. So again, if let's say a person on the second day of Avelus, third day of Avelus, we learned that Yom Tov cancels the Avelus. Okay, we've learned that. What about wearing fresh clothes? Yes, he's allowed to clean his clothes. He's not allowed to wear it until actually Yom Tov comes in. Because you can't wash clothing on Yom Tov. So inevitably, you can wash the clothes before Yom Tov, and you're going to wear it on Yom Tov clean. Do not wear it until the night. But you should wait for cleaning this clothing until after midday, so it should be recognizable. They're actually washing the clothes for the Yom Tov. So wash it after Chatzos. With regards to washing, also at Alayla, you're allowed to only have your shower to wash not after Chatzos, but literally before Yom Tov. On Erev Pesach after Chatzos?
There's an exception, though. Are we saying that even on Erev Pesach, where there is a bit of an issue of Melacha, generally speaking?
Yeah. So these melacha kvise is fine. Kvise is fine anyway. You're probably referring to, yeah, but you're right. The point is excellent, because we learned with regards to haircuts is taka also. Haircuts is taka also after Chatzos. So you're right, but we're going to see about haircuts. But also lichotz ad alayla. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh matir en lichotz achet filas. Mincha samog nechashay. Chosam say, when he's allowed to wash after mincha before nacht. V'ledidon, says the Ramah, according to us, yidnu keep the Ramah. V'ledidon, the nuagin isu rechitza kol shloshim. The minig of the Ramah was to refrain from having showers for 30 days. Also lichotz, when he's not allowed to have showers prior to Yom Tov, in such an instance, where it's a third, fourth, fifth day of the Avelus, you're not allowed to wash because we are makpid to wait until 30. The hard regel or bitl menu shiva who are then late in kibbutz the noigin is so kibbutz called shloshim. He says that so in such an instance, actually one should refrain from having showers and wash oneself before nacht. The ma'aseh mishnebu is it brings mekilim. The ma'aseh mishnebu brings mekilim. But according to Ramos, says mikradin, one should according to Aminik, one should refrain from having. But again, mishnebu brings mekilim. See if you'd aleph. Does Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur cancel the avelus, the shiva? Yes or no? Has anybody experienced such a shiva? We learned that if somebody's in Ovel, he's sitting shiva, and it's Yom Tov, like Pesach or Sukkot, that will cancel the shiva. Yeah. What about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur?
Yeah, my wife.
Oh?
Mother. 3 days.
Oh, there you go. And it was cancelled. Very good. That's exactly Shulchan Aruch. Look at that. So it's really, wow. Rosh Hashanah says Shulchan Aruch, and see if you tell the third line from the top. V'yom Kippur, and Yom Kippur. Chashiva kiregolim, they are considered a Yom Tov, regel, levatel avelus to cancel the mourning period. So yes, so if a person is nifta just before a couple, like you're saying, like your mother-in-law, so the just a couple of days before Shiva is within Oshon Yom Kippur, it's cancelled like the other Yom Tovim cancel. The Avelus or Shana also, and Yom Kippur also will cancel the Avelus. Noach Sha'achas Lifnei HaPesach. If a person did sit Shiva, see if you'd base, sit Shiva before Pesach, 1 hour. Oysa Sha'a Chashuva Keshiva. This hour is considered like the entire Shiva. Do you remember we spoke about it? If there's a bit of a Shiva, then the whole Shiva is cancelled. If there's no Shiva at all, then the Shiva will only start after Yom Tov. But here, a person did sit 1 hour or any time before Yom Tov, before Pesach, so the Shiva is now bottle cancelled. B'shmoni mi'apesach. Oh, now it goes like this. So, oizoch shorach hashuva k'shiva. That hour is considered like a full Shiva. B'shmoni mi'apesach, plus you add 7. So that's the Shiva. This hour is considered like a Shiva. You add 8 days of Pesach. How much is 7 plus 8? So after Pesach, he's up to how many days? 15. Hare Chamesh also. He's up to day 15. Despite the fact that really, how many days into the Shloshim is it really? 8. But we count it 7 plus 8. So Hare Chamesh also, it's considered this 15th day after the 15 days into Shloshim, but it's considered 15 despite the fact that it's in reality only 8. Humash lemalei moed chamesh also needs to count another 15 after that until it's finished with the Shloshim. Continue Shulchan Aruch. Shah achas lifnei atzeres chashuva k'shiva. If a person dies 1 hour before Shavuos, it's considered like the full Shiva has been said. If you did 1 hour, it's considered full Shiva. Shah achas lifnei atzeres chashuva k'shiva. Ve'atzeres, and atzeres is how long? 1 day or 2 days. This is Shulchan Aruch talking, who lived in Tzfas, so that's 1 day. Pardon? Oh, continued, very good. Says Shulchan Aruch, continues with your point. If somebody doesn't bring a carbon on Shavuos, there's a loch of Tashlumin. What's the loch of Tashlumin? You can carry on bringing carbon Shavuos 7 days after Shavuos. That's called Hatashlumin. So therefore, there is an element of Shavuos, even, we don't celebrate Shavuos really, but Shavuos is still to some extent existing in terms of Kabonas 7 days after Yom Tov, after Shavuos. So therefore, that's the days of Tashlumin. Many refrain from saying Tachanun to this, that's how much is left of this nowadays. But the days after Shavuos, you could still bring a carbon at Tashlumin at that time. Kimen Shem Loikiv Carbon as a Seres Batzeres Yeshu Tashlumin called Shiva Chashuv Keshiva. So we've got therefore you've got 1 hour before Shavuos is considered 7 plus 7 days of Tashlumin, that's considered 14, Hare Abosah, it's 14. Humash lemalei moed shisha also, and then you add another 16 days after that. So you should really have another 16 after that. But there's another point as well. V'yom sheni shel atzer is the second day of Shavuos. Shisha also is added to the 16 days. So as we've seen previously, the second day Yom Tov What do we see? Second day Yom Tov? It's counted. So here too it's counted as well. So that's with regards to Shavuos. If your person sits Shiva 1 hour after, 1 hour before Yom Tov comes in, he sits for 1 hour. So after that, all he needs to do is sit another 50, he's having another 15 days until his Shloshim. Yeah, but the hour is considered a 7. Plus 7.
Now it's done 7. Now it's done 8. There's been 8 days so far. Plus 14.
So he says 7 plus 7 is 14. And then after this, all you need to do...
He's done 7 days. Days after
Shavuot. Ah, he's done 7 days. Right.
Even though they're Shavuot, I'm doing.
No, it's considered. It's considered 7.
What's considered 7?
No. That day of Shavuos is considered as 7.
Why?
Because. Why is it considered as 7?
You don't say Tachanun. The 7 days after Shavuos, not day of Shavuos.
I'll tell you, I've never experienced it, but the way I understand the Shulchan Aruch, has anybody experienced the Shiva before? I don't know, look at what I. Of Shulchan Aruch. Sha'achas lim atzeret choshuva k'shiva. That we're understanding. Ve'atzeret, Shavuos itself. Shavuos itself, ve'atzeret, Shavuos itself. Kim and Shem lo'ikiv karbonos atzeret ve'atzeret. If a person doesn't mean karbonos, on Shavuos doesn't mean karbonos. Since a person can bring tashlumin, since there is tashlumin afterwards, is considered like 7 days. Not that he actually has 7 days, but it's considered 7 days.
You understand what I'm saying? The 7 days
of the 7 days
after.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I don't know. But I think that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. Clearly, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. That Shavuos is considered 14. Hare Abaso. He said that the hour before is considered 7, and Shavuos itself is considered 7. You're up to 14. Second, the Yom Tov, you count already for the 16 days.
So the next 7 days.
So you have 7 plus 7 is 14, plus the second, the Yom Tov, you can start counting the 15, the 16 days. Yeah. But you're right in pointing out, I mean, why is Shavuos considered 7 days? Surely the 7 days of Tashlumin. If a person dies, sits Shiva 1 hour before Rosh Hashanah, 1 hour before Rosh Hashanah, Bitla Menek Zer Shiva, Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. So the Rosh Hashanah is already counted. That was you by your mother in law. So the Shiva is cancelled already by on Rosh Hashanah. Now, what about the Shloshim? For Zer Shloshim, Bitla Menek Yom Kippurim. Now, that's Chiddush number 2 over here. Yeah, but here comes the Chiddush now with regards to the Shloshim. So what happens 10 days after Rosh Hashanah? You've got Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is also considered a Yom Tov in his own right, right? Yom Kippur is a Yom Tov. So therefore, Gzeras Shloshim Vatnam Yom Kippurim. The Shloshim is cancelled because of Yom Kippur. And therefore, Meganach B'Yom HaKippurim, generally speaking, in terms of shaving, he wouldn't be allowed to shave before the actual termination of the Shloshim. However, here, Yom Kippur cancels out the Shloshim, and therefore, in fact, he's allowed to shave already on every Yom Kippur. It's only how many days? It's really 11 days after the Ptira.
Two Yom
Tovim. The first Yom Tov. Pardon? Yes, indeed. Yeah. So Meganach Be'ev HaKippurim V'adin L'Koyv HaMeisa B'Shloisha B'Tishe Shemeganach Be'ev HaKippurim. So the point here over here is that Yom Kippur is the second Yom Tov and it cancels out the Shloshim.
Why is that? Why does it count on 70 days?
Why is that? Rabbi said it's a fair question. Why do we say that a Yom Tov cancels the Shloshim and a Yom Tov cancels? Are you comfortable with the concept of a Yom Tov cancelling the Shiva?
Well, because we say that it's the regal of the Tzibur cancels that of the Yochid. You can't have his Avedus the Yochid in the time of Simcha the Rabbi.
So, all right. But say, for instance, in Shavuos, the Shavuos scenario, yeah? In principle, you could say, he sits 1 hour before, if somebody is nifted just before Shavuos. So I understand, he has 1 hour before Shavuos, 2 days Shavuos, carry on sitting Shiva afterwards.
Like we do if someone's not on Chalamay.
Yes, if there's no Shiva before Yom Tov, yeah. So I don't have the full explanation. But that must be the reason why a Yom Tov cancels the morning period prior to the Yom Tov. It cancels off. What have you got pshat in it? How do you explain it? Well, why is it that the Yom Tov cancels the morning period? Why is it? Both the Shloshim and the Shiva. What is it?
Can you extend that and say, why doesn't it say, like I said before, Rosh Hashanah, just cancel both?
Yeah, why?
Shiva and the...
Yes, I can perhaps understand a little bit, because I can understand that there's levels. There's a morning period of the Shiva, and that gets cancelled from one Yom Tov. But a Yom Tov doesn't have the power to cancel everything. You know, there's another level underneath that, and that can be pushed away from a second Yom Tov. Sukkos is going to speak about Sukkos because second days are Yom Tov Nitzma. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch is going to say that absolutely. It's very literally going to say that. So let's have a look indeed in Yus Chosif Tezayin. Sho Achas Lifnei Achag. Chag of is referring to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So Sho Achas Lifnei Achag, if somebody dies just before Sukkos, Ve'achag, so Ve'achag Re'aboso, so that's 7 days of mourning period is cancelled from the entrance of Yom Tov, all right, plus 7 days of the actual Yom Tov, that's 7 plus 7 is 14, and then Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is 2 days. So Shmini Atzeres, but we look at it as being 7 days in its own right. Why? Because Yom Tov Lifnei Atzmo. Shmini Atzeres Yom Tov Lifnei Atzmo. Look how beautiful and consistent it is. Shmini Atzeres Shiva. So that's 14 plus 7. Yeah, that's 21. That's 21 days. So it's reached 21 days just by having, by the end of the second days. We are sheni in the second day Yom Tov, which we call Simchas Torah. Shel Shmini Atzeres Esrim V'Shnayim. That's 22 days. Humashlim Aleim Shmona. All he needs to have afterwards another 8 days to complete his Shloshim. Yeah. So that's what he says over here. What's interesting is that Mishnah points out in Tzivkot Mem Vav Shmini Atzeres Shiva to Choshev Regel B'fnei Atzma. It's considered Yom Tov in its own right. V'noitel of Shiva Yomim, and it therefore takes 7 days.
Why? Because it would have been the battle of Shiva.
Yes.
So it's like in 7 days.
Yeah.
And there's no Tashlamin after Shmini for Korban or something like that.
Correct. The Mishnah points that out over here. For after Shmini Atzeres Guf Einu Tashlumin LeKorbanos. So although Shmini Atzeres itself doesn't have Tashlumin for its Korbanos, Kmei Atzeres, like when we find on Shavuos and Sifid Gimel, Mikol Markim, Kim Dhuk Shekol Amadim Kudel Adonis, but Lemais, since at the end of the day, we compare all the Yom Tovim, Mendech Sivach Kol Amadim Eile Maya De Hashem, since the Pasuk says Eile Mayad Hashem, they compare it, they're all in one, they all looked at as one comparable halacha. Alkein, therefore, Dinach Lohem, the halachas are all the same. Alright, that's it for this evening, Rabbi Isai. So we learned about, that Regel is Mevatel Shloshim. However, when it comes to haircuts of parents, one should ensure, one has to wait until people tell him off, that, you know, the hair is too long. We spoke about, we also spoke about Rosh Hashanah Kippur having also the halacha of cancelling. We spoke about that when there's two Yom Tovim, such as then the second Yom Tov will cancel the Shloshim as well. And we said that could even apply with on that. And then we spoke about Shavuos, the Korban is being considered as seven in its own right, Tashlumin. And we said that on the Sukkot, the last days, the same halacha will apply there too. Good evening, Abba Yisrael. That's it. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah. And hopefully complete the halachas of Chol HaMoed tomorrow.